Hi, it's Debbie here, Audience Development Manager at the Harris Museum and Art Gallery. I'm here with two of our Keepers of History at the Museum, Laura and Steph, who are currently working on our next big show, which is Industrial Revolutionaries. It's open on the 26th of June, and it's the first major history exhibition we've had for a while. Laura, you've been leading on the project. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's been a really exciting project to work on. It's basically what we're doing is we're looking at the Industrial Revolution not in its traditional way. We're not going on about the machines or the processes, because that's been done really well elsewhere, like Helmshaw and Museum of Science and Industry. We're looking at the people that created the industrial world or dealt with the problems or experienced it as an ordinary person. So we're looking at it from key characters that have links with Preston's history to give a kind of a personal insight into how people were dealing with this new world that they found themselves in.
So it's very much looking at the personalities then, yes, as opposed to the mechanics behind the Industrial Revolution.
Yes, that's right.
Which, as you say, is a little bit more interesting, I think.
Oh, I think it's got a broad appeal to people, because some people love all their machines, and that's great. We do have one or two machines in there, but it's, I think most people connect with the human story, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, and these people genuinely did change the world.
Yeah.
So played an amazing part in history. Can you give us a couple of examples of characters? So I know you're covering some of the people that invented the machinery, but you're also covering the people who actually sort of worked with it. Can you give us a couple of examples?
Yeah, well, we've got someone that lots of people will be familiar with, Richard Arkwright, who was Preston-born and did invent one of these iconic machines of the Industrial Revolution, which was the water frame, which revolutionised the spinning cotton process. But on the other hand, we've got, on the other end of the spectrum, we've got a woman called Annie Hill, who was your typical mill worker in Preston, and she started as a child as a half-timer when she went to school half-time and came and then went to the mill half-time. But then we've got people like Joseph Livesey, who kind of campaigned for temperance, for teetotalism, so saying, you know, you help yourself, stop drinking and your life will be much better. We've got other really charismatic figures like Henry Hunt, who was this people's hero from Peterloo in Manchester, but then came to Preston and defeated this aristocratic candidate who's, you know, the Derby family, the Edward Stanley, who'd been in power for so, you know, they'd been ruling Preston in terms of parliamentary seats for so long, and Henry Hunt comes in and just kind of...
A real range of characters there, and it's great to hear that there's women in there as well.
There are women, We were really keen to make sure it wasn't just another roll call of dead men, you know, because the women did just as much during the period, but maybe don't always get their faces in big exhibitions.
Yeah. So the exhibition launches on Friday the 25th in the evening, and then opens to the public on Saturday. That's about 3.5 weeks away now. How's it actually going?
Yeah, we're really, really busy at the moment. We've in the thick of signing off the final plans, which is all the graphic panels, so making sure all the pictures and all the text are in the right places and it all makes sense. We've already done all the signing off of the structures, how it's actually going to look, because it's going to be a built exhibition and really kind of a great spaces to kind of explore around. And tomorrow we're going to go to the designers' workshops to have a look at how it's all progressing, so that'll be exciting.
One of the other really exciting things about this exhibition is that we've got a huge events programme around it, because it's running slightly longer than a normal exhibition at the Harris. It's running for 6 months. We've got a real opportunity to develop quite a massive events programme around it, which is something that you've been working on, isn't it, Steph? Can you tell us a little bit about the range of events, maybe pick out a couple of examples?
Okay, and there were so many interesting stories that we didn't manage to fit in, because there are just so many different stories for each individual in the concentrated on the exhibition. So the events programme was an opportunity to look at further in depth into each personality and each story. So we've got a wide range of exhibition events, which we hope will appeal to something will appeal to everybody. We've got some lectures, one by Dr. Tristram Hunt about Engels and Marx, who were inspired by events in Preston, and a lecture by Penny Young, who is talking about Henry Hunt and his election campaign in 1830. We've got family fun events, so we've got a weekend of events in Avenham Park called Harris in the Park, and that's on the